Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for McDonald's, for abandoning their commitment to the Holy Trinity of Our Lady of Wokefulness, diversity, equity, and inclusion. This week, McDonald's announced they would no longer have diversity goals for upper management, allowing them to restock their leadership team with white men. They also said they will no longer encourage suppliers to indoctrinate their workers with diversity training, as if our key doctrines can be expected to survive on their own in the marketplace of ideas. And following the horrible example of companies like Lowe's, Coors, and Ford Motor Company, McDonald's will no longer participate in the Human Rights Campaign's Corporate Equality Index, an annual survey that rewards companies for having policies beneficial to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, two-spirit, and other alternative sex styles. In other words, people of the holy acronym string. Yes, I know for some of you this comes as a painful loss, but I do want to remind you that McDonald's has been operating for years on the fringe of our acceptability scale with a waiver from the National Conclave of the Blessed Accessors of Virtue. Every year, McDonald's faces an uphill battle to retain their waiver because they have so many negative marks on their scorecard. Most obviously, their entire business is predicated on selling food that once had a face. Whether it's their hamburgers allegedly made from beef, their McNuggets allegedly made from chicken, their Filet-O-Fish allegedly made from seafood, or the McRib allegedly made from pigs. Also, their trenchant commitment to sesame seed buns has put them at odds with the fine women at Mad AF, Mothers Against Dangerous and Allergenic Foodstuffs. Nearly one half of 1% of American children cannot eat at McDonald's because it is not certified as a sesame-free facility. Then there's the endless stream of single-use plastic cups and straws, the refusal to commit to using only conflict-free lettuce and mustard, and the horribly cisgender segregation of bathrooms into male and female only. For shame. But most concerning has always been McDonald's callous indifference to the world-threatening danger of the climate apocalypse. Even as they celebrate their billions and billions served, McDonald's is rubbing in our face the uncountable number of carbonated beverages they sell every year, drinks whose tingly little bubbles of carbon dioxide effervesce into the atmosphere, helping to kill our planet. But at least until now, McDonald's was able to show they were doing DEI properly, hiring lesser qualified but preferably pigmented people, promoting rainbow values, and burdening the supply chain with proselytizing their workforce on our behalf, but no longer. If McDonald's is going to become just another purely capitalistic endeavor, hiring labor on the basis of qualifications and providing services to the marketplace on the basis of demand and profit, well, they might as well be Chick-fil-A for all we care. Therefore, we hereby banish the Golden Arches from the ranks of the approved. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, Mark Zuckerberg and his social media platforms of Instagram and Facebook for announcing this week that they are going to stop censoring conservatives who are climate deniers, haters of the holy acronym string, COVID skeptics, or critics of open borders, among other things.
We're going to dramatically reduce the amount of censorship on our platforms.
Now, we must admit, for years we have admired Zuckerberg's enormously successful campaign to constantly gaslight the American people by, for instance, refusing to admit they've been censoring all this time, while it's been obvious to everyone that algorithmic throttling, deplatforming, and viewpoint depreferencing have been as common as young women feeling body-shamed by beauty filter influencers on the gram. And we do particularly love some of their wonderful Orwellianisms, like rebranding censorship as content moderation and viewpoint discrimination as community standards. And we do admire the over-the-top performance Zuckerberg put on display this week by pretending that Facebook is now simply returning to its roots of free expression and trying to eliminate some of the mistakes made by their censors, as if actively working to shape the beliefs of 330 million Americans wasn't a core part of their cultural agenda.
It's time to get back to our roots around free expression on Facebook and Instagram.
But perhaps worst of all is that Zuckerberg, who actively funded the effort to stop President-elect say not his name in 2020 with Zuckerbucks, is now openly promising to work with the Wicked One.
We're going to work with President Trump to push back on governments around the world that are going after American companies and pushing to censor more.
I'm sorry. I probably should have used a longer bleep on that one. Please forgive me. In any case, Not only is he openly vowing to help the maniac from Mar-a-Lago, but he is even throwing dear leader Biden to the conservatives by blaming his administration for all the censorship Meta so eagerly embraced over the last 4 years.
And that's why it's been so difficult over the past 4 years, when even the US government has pushed for censorship.
This is just an astounding level of apostasy from the curly-haired wizard cyberpunk wearing the million-dollar watch. But what else should we really expect from a lifeless, black dolls-eyed capitalist like Mark Zuckerberg?
Asian. Lifeless eyes. Black eyes like a doll's eyes.
Mark Zuckerberg for betraying the faith, for aligning with the unnamed one, and for actually admitting to engaging in viewpoint censorship all along, we excommunicate thee, woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Finally, we want to take a moment to celebrate the lifelong and ongoing work done by former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to elevate our consciousness around relanguaging and tone setting for gender equity. First, we adore the grace with which she so casually offered to fix a gaping embarrassment in our sexist language.
Under Lincoln's leadership during the Civil War, they said, "Don't build the dome. It takes too much steel and person power, manpower," they said.
Do you see how she ever so casually noted that anyone in the past who referred to it as manpower was saying it wrong? So elegant, so forceful, so obvious. She really is a gift to all personkind. But she did something even better than that. She actively advanced the truth that men are inferior to women in every way that matters, especially character. Speaking about why women get attacked more in politics and in ways that are personally hurtful to them, she said,
"Women are known to be more, shall we say, ethical than men."
Now, again, we adore that she just asserted this without any evidence or analysis, almost in passing. Like noticing that sidewalk is gray, or that guns turn people into murderers, things no reasonable person would dare dispute. And that effortlessly casual pronouncement reminds people how obvious it is that women are superior to men. See, when you say it like this, nobody notices that it sounds like sexism. I say sounds like because obviously truth can't actually be sexist, and since men have most of the power in the world, by definition, they can't be victims of sexism. In any case, for advancing gender equality through female superiority in such a cavalier and evidence-free way, we salute you, Madam Speaker Emerita. Woe unto all who offend.
Women are...
Woe unto all who offend!
Refreshments this week are provided by Raw Humbug. Pastries, cakes, and pies made exclusively from only the finest insects and worms. You really haven't lived until you've tried a nice mealworm turnover, some carrot and caterpillar cake, or a light, refreshing slice of cricket baklava. And just for us this week, Raw Humbug has brought us their very first sample of their brand new aphid croissants. When you get done eating Raw Humbug, you won't be able to taste anything but the virtue.
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.